Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Broussard alongside my partner
Rob Parker,
and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will get you there. Wherever you're trying to go in, they will get you there. They got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way that tire buying should be. And as we like to say, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell
Let
yeah.
me welcome in my partner. Rob Claus is what
is
I'm going to
call
it. Is
that what it is?
I
oh
hear
my.
You handing out Jordans for
yeah.
Christmas.
Hey.
I can't wait to open up my Christmas
yeah.
gift now.
Holy Chris.
I don't know, it's a small box for Jordan.
I know. I was going to say, your box, it doesn't feel like Jordan.
It's flimsy, right. too.
Hey, I don't want to get too cheesy. So these guys, you know, they couldn't wait. Alex, get on the mic. Alex had to break his box open. Alex, how long did it last? He kept looking at it at the house.
Oh, Rob, over under 24 hours.
It was like, I want to open
you
it.
You kept it that long, though.
I tried, man. But I told you guys I do that streaming on the side, so I have so many boxes piled up, so I had to keep taking Rob's box off the top. I was like, there's no way I'm going to keep this boxed up.
So you know what it was? I mean, you didn't know what kind of shoes.
Well, so I know the size of a box, a shoe box.
right.
And you've got nothing but Jordans the last 3 years.
Yes,
so
yes.
You just assumed. Now, Rob G didn't get Jordans. He got Dunks. And he got
the
L.A. Dodger color, right? Rob G, the L.A. Dodger blue Dunks. Chris, I'll send you a picture.
Got a little palm tree accent on the tongue. It's fantastic.
They're really nice. And Elijah, we didn't say what I got Elijah, but he can guess it's probably sneakers as well, as he's gotten sneakers. But anyway, I just appreciate we're lucky, Chris. We have the greatest crew to work with. Good guys. For real. I don't want to get sappy, but it ain't automatic.
Right.
It ain't automatic as far as just because you work with people, you know what I mean, that it works and they work hard for you and they make us sound good and they make this show work. And that's all. It's no big deal. Whatever. It's not like if I got them a pair of shorts.
Don't lie and say you don't want credit.
No, I don't want credit. I'm not really.
No, that's nice, man. And I agree. We do have a great crew.
We do.
That really make this show special. Rob G is a terrific producer. Alex is always deep in the crazy.
You know what I said, Chris, to Alex a little earlier?
Elijah, of course.
Right. He does a great job with us.
With the social media, absolutely.
But I said to Alex, I said, there's days when he's not here and he's, you know, big pimping us and he's with Colin and all that, or he doesn't come in and do our show. And I said, Chris and I are still doing the show and whatever, but the show doesn't sound the same. And I said, you know, it just there's the element of what Alex does that anybody just can't do. It's a feel for the show. So we're very fortunate. Everybody's off. Chris is off tomorrow. Rob G's off tomorrow. Alex, are you off tomorrow too?
So I'm here tomorrow, but I have a weird schedule with TV next week. So I'll be here like 2 days next week.
Okay, so
weird schedule means Colin
gets priority. I'm sorry.
Yes, and it's just me. So you know, like where the Jordans that Colin bought you? That's what I want to know.
Still waiting on Rob.
Okay, that's all. No, but anyway, those guys will be off tomorrow, so that's why they got their gifts. They opened them, and Merry Christmas and thanks.
Thank you, Rob.
There we go.
All right, so as you hear, DJ Alex Heischer's here, super producer Rob G, and on the updates, Monsi Bolaños.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by Eddie House, the NBA champion, at the bottom of this hour to talk NBA. But first, we're going to open up with the NFL, Rob. And there was recently a survey, I guess. NFL.com did a survey. Tom Pelissero, the NFL.com reporter, 26 high-ranking executives, 15 of them general managers, and he asked them anonymously to vote for the MVP. 16 of them, obviously a majority, voted for Patrick Mahomes, and 6.5, I don't know what the half was, but 6.5 picked either Jalen Hurts, 6.5 picked Jalen Hurts, 2 picked Josh Allen, 1 picked Joe Burrow, and a half pick Justin Jefferson. Obviously, Jalen Hurts missing this game.
I think that's a week for Jefferson. Just either you vote for him or you don't.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, obviously, I guess one person picked 2 guys.
Right.
Yeah.
I just pick a guy. Is it that hard to pick a guy, Chris?
Yeah. So, anyway, Rob, look, I'll say this quickly. I do think Patrick Mahomes is going to win the award. And I think with Jalen Hurts missing, you know, the next game or two, that Mahomes should win the award. But I'm saying that, look, if Mahomes goes out and has a clunker or two, say it has a 4-interception game, then a mediocre game, then a great game, and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are spectacular down the, you know, stretch, I think one of them could pass him. I don't expect Mahomes to do that, though. So I do, Rob, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win his second MVP this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's as big of a gap as the execs. I think sometimes you got to remember, Chris, that the execs aren't the guys voting.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest mistake people make sometimes. If you remember, all the former players and people in the game were saying, who did I have on, Rob G, on the podcast? The Angels manager, my God, already. Joe Madden.
They were saying
that Ohtani was the MVP. Like they were looking at me like sideways.
Right.
Like Judge isn't winning the MVP. I mean, look at what Ohtani's doing. Look at the pitching. He won it last year. Chris CeCe Sabathia. You remember? Everybody came out. Not everybody, but a lot.
CeCe, I think, said he should win it
every year. And that was JD Martinez and a couple others. And it didn't happen. And it wasn't even close because I think you're right. I think that you have those executives have a lot of respect for what Mahomes has done. And he has played well and he's in the conversation.
But the conversation.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
think he's leading the conversation?
No, not
really.
Yeah,
I mean, now that Hurts is kind of out.
I don't know. Like, if the judging for me was ending today and he doesn't play another game and nobody plays another game, I would pick Jalen Hurts.
No, that's fine. But yeah, we know Hurts is going to miss this game. And so I think when it's – would you admit it's close between Hurts and Mahomes?
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Okay, so if it's that close, I do think Hurts missing this game puts Mahomes over the top.
Yeah, but if Mahomes plays and plays poorly and they lose, I'm not so sure. And I think what you
think Hurts could still win even missing a game.
I just have to see if he misses one game, two. If he misses two or three, then no, I think that'll hurt him. But it also depends on where Joe Burrow, who just had four touchdowns last week, what he does, and if they win out and start 0-2, and then he wins and then throws, I don't know, 12 or 13 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks and they win all the games or whatever it is, I think there's a chance that he can be beaten. And it might not be Jalen Hurts.
I think the gap is significant. You know, again, I'm kind of taking Hurts out because of the injury. But I think the gap between Mahomes and Allen and Burrow is significant. Significant enough where if Mahomes, he has to really struggle over the next few games not to win the award. But that is possible. I mean, and I think the thing, Rob, that helps Burrow and Allen is that they have tougher schedules down the stretch.
Right.
So they actually play each other. And this is the thing. If Burrow comes out and they beat Buffalo on I think that's a Sunday night game.
And he's spectacular.
And he's lights out. Right, spectacular. And then plays well in the other games. Maybe they went out. Then he's going to have, if Mahomes struggles,
right.
He's going to have a great argument.
This is all, if Mahomes plays well, then it's a different story.
He'll win it.
But I want to give you this, Chris, and this is why I think your skepticism that it's in the bag is legit. That it's not in the bag. Back in 2021, Brady was leading until week 15. You remember this. And then he went 26 for 48, no touchdowns and a pick, and they had a bad shutout loss to the Saints. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And then in that same week, right, Rodgers went 24 for 34, three touchdowns, no picks, Chris, in a win against Cleveland. And that turned the whole – do you remember that?
Yeah.
Brady was in the lead going into that week. And that was late. Wait, that's week 15.
It's somewhat – you're right. That's even later than we're at now.
Where are we at now?
Because it was only 16 games at that point. I think, Rob, that it's somewhat – whether you like it or not, somewhat like college football, right? If you lose – if a team loses early
– yep, you could get over it.
It's not as bad as losing late.
Even you could – exactly, because it just feels bad when you lose late, Chris, and that's what people remember.
Yep.
And the same thing, like with that Brady. Brady, that season in 15, was having that year. He had a terrible game against the Saints. They got shut out, no touchdowns, a pick, and then Rodgers had the big day against the Browns, and that turned the tide, and that was it.
Yeah. So, look, again, I do think Mahomes will end up winning it. Their upcoming games, Kansas City, Rob, I mean, they should win out. They've got Seattle, Denver, and the Raiders. Now, the Raiders may be playing for a playoff spot. Seattle, obviously, is playing for a playoff spot. You know, and the Chiefs have been winning. They lost 3 weeks ago to the Bengals, but outside of that, they've won 7 of their last 8, including that they've won 7 out of their last 8. So maybe they drop one of those. And that, Rob, a loss, a mediocre performance by Mahomes could hurt him. Buffalo, Rob, I mentioned that they play Cincinnati. They play the Bears this weekend, then Cincinnati, and then New England. So a big game against Burrow in a win, if Allen is, say, as spectacular as he was Saturday night against Miami, and then you beat Belichick, when Belichick may be playing, you know, for a playoff spot, that would be big if he's spectacular.
No, right.
And then the Bengals, Rob, have the toughest schedule, which could hurt help Burrow.
Right.
They got Belichick and the Patriots this weekend. Then they got Buffalo, as I mentioned. And then they've got Baltimore. You would think if he's coming back, Lamar will be back at that point.
Right.
And it could be for the division title.
Yeah, so he's got better, bigger games. And if Mahomes has a weaker schedule, and if he struggles like Chris, they struggle with the Texans. And what was the other game where they were leading 27-0 or whatever it was? And what was
Denver.
Denver. And then he had the three picks in that game. Like that looks bad if there's a struggle against a bad team or a loss mixed in there. So, I mean, obviously, he's neck and neck. He has the advantage that he gets to play, and Hurts doesn't. But there are two other guys who could emerge, and we've seen late turnarounds in the MVP race.
Right. All right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes has the NFL MVP award all sewn up? And what type of chance do Allen, Burrow, Hurts have to take it away from him? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
We want to welcome you to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate. It's presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing, I mean nothing, beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own. And it's backed by a lifetime warranty. So roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you do get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery with your order. Biggreenegg.com. Check it out. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Has Patrick Mahomes sealed up, locked up the MVP award already?
All right, let's kick it off with Willie in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, fellas. Christmas greetings from Boone, North Carolina, home of Appalachian State, brother.
Very nice.
All right.
That was the big win over Michigan. I remember that, Appalachian State.
Yeah, miracle on the mountain. Hey, yeah. Patrick Mahomes, he doesn't have it locked up, but that dude is ridiculous. He's a magician. Anything can happen. People can win. Jalen Hurts have an amazing season. Joe Burrow finishing so strong late. And if Patrick Mahomes doesn't win the MVP, it does not mean that he is not the best player in the NFL right now. He just is. He makes things happen that nobody else could make happen.
Now, I agree with you. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. Doesn't mean he's going to win the MVP every year, but I do think he is the best.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, Patty Mahomes, he's in the conversation, but in no way, shape, or form is he the odds-on favorite this year based on what the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts are doing. Yeah, Patty Mahomes, his overall numbers a little bit higher. What is it, 35 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Jalen Hurts is, what is it, 22 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. But, Chris,
but Hurts has 13 running touchdowns.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's closer. Mahomes has 38 total, and Hurts has 35.
Okay, but in terms of what Jalen is doing with his legs, A, and B, their overall rating, I think Mahomes is 105 and Hurts is 104.
Right.
He's right there in terms of the percentages.
Right.
So, yeah, any other year, this might be a kind of runaway success in terms of...
Yeah, but what? But you can't take... What about Hurts not playing this weekend and maybe next weekend for all we know?
Okay, he may not play this weekend, but, I mean, he's...
Well, they said Minshew is playing. So he's not playing this week.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's
not playing this weekend. Yeah. I see Hurts coming back because he's built for tough, because he represents the city of brotherly love, and going for it to get his MVP. Chris, to your point, if he sits out these last 2 weeks, and I think he knows this, he's going to – Patty Mahomes will take that last 100 meters. So I think he will come back, he will be consistent, and it'll be a photo finish. But this year, I got to give it to Jalen Hurts in terms of how the Eagles have proved a lot of people wrong in terms of their team. Nick Sirianni, Howie Roseman, they deserve a lot of respect, including the MVP. Thanks for taking the call.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, Chris and I, we didn't see it. We didn't. I mean, no. We picked the Cowboys to win the division, and we weren't even, I mean, watching Jalen Hurts last year, there's no way I thought he was going to do what he did this year, Chris.
That
zero.
Rob, is
zero.
A tribute. And I'll say this. You've heard, I mean, Sirianni, what, yesterday, I guess, came out and said he's never seen a player work as hard as Jalen or something to that effect. But I agree with all that. All that stuff Sirianni throws at him, I agree with. And this season, Rob, the improvement he showed, it showed you how hard he worked in the offseason.
Especially throwing the football, Chris,
because
there were people
mainly
who questioned
that.
Who questioned it. Corey.
And with good reason.
Right. Corey in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Corey?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you guys. Hope y'all are having a great night so far.
You too, man. Happy holidays.
I'm with you guys all the way till 10 o'clock on the drive from Charlotte to Richmond. So I wanted to weigh in and give a compliment real quick.
Yep.
In terms of the MVP race, one thing that I think helps Jalen Hurts is the fact that the NFC East, for the first time in what feels like forever, is not a garbage division. All of those teams are still in the playoff race, and so his games are coming against quality opponents, unlike, you know, Denver and
And it was supposed to be the other way.
It was. We thought that was going to be the best division, and it turned up not being there.
Absolutely. And just last Thursday's show, I think, with all you guys together, wanted to give a big compliment and shout out to all of you guys for a great year. And you guys are going to think I'm lying when I say this, but best segment on Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night, Tyshirt's Tower.
Wow.
Are you Alex's uncle?
I know.
I got to check your phone. I bet you just got a text from me. Yo, Unc. Call in, man.
Hey, Uncle Corey, I love you, man.
Hey, Corey, that's nice, man. That's real nice.
Nah, it is a lot of fun. It's a very fun segment, no doubt.
That segment has me in tears on Thursday night. It is must listen radio. And my only request as a Christmas gift, you guys find a way to add one or two more questions to it. Thank you, guys, and Happy New Year.
Yes,
we
Corey,
might have
thank
to make
you.
That the lead to an hour.
I know, so we can get more. Let's squeeze.
Get Scott on the line. I got to rework my deal with you guys.
Let's squeeze Mark in real quick from Sacramento. What, you got 1 minute, real quick.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Merry Christmas, guys. And you know what? I agree with that. You know why? It's because the questions make you two guys go at it and argue, and that's funny as hell to me.
It's really fun, dude.
Because Chris cheats all the time.
Yeah, accuse each other of cheating. Exactly. That's what makes it funny. But real quick scenario. I want to keep Jalen Hurts in for a reason. It's because this game is going to prove something. If the Cowboys come in and kind of put it to him, and Minshew doesn't do what people say he's going to do, it may prove how valuable he is by not being there. It'll show, hey, man, that dude, they do need that guy to run that offense,
yeah,
number one.
I get
And I think Nick Wright has lost his mind listening to him disrespect Josh Allen. And the other thing is that Josh Allen may be the only guy that beat both Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow next week to end the season, to be both those guys. That has to factor
in. Or vice versa. Or it could be Burrow.
Burrow, right. And I get it if Nick is a Mahomes guy, but that doesn't mean you have to downgrade Josh Allen.
Yeah, he makes a good point, Rob, about Hurts.
Yeah, if they get throttled,
but,
right.
Yeah, it'll help him a little. Although, again, missing the game will be big. But it could go the other way. If they win, then it could hurt his chances. But anyway, Eddie House is up in a moment first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, our next guest has theme music. He's an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, won a title with the Boston Celtics, and does calls games for them as well on their broadcast, a broadcaster for the Celtics. So we welcome in our man, Eddie House. E House,
Eddie.
What up, man?
Gentlemen, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, brother.
Hey, Eddie, real quick before we get into the NBA, you grew up in the Bay Area. What did you make of the Giants and the Carlos Correa and what went down, how they – canceled the press conference, and then the Mets swooped in and took him.
Well, you know, I'm A's fan, so.
No, I know that, right?
I'm not really hurt about whatever happened to the Giants. You know, that's on them. I really don't know. I don't know the whole backstory behind everything that went on. I know that he did initially sign to go there, which would have been a great pickup for them. But, I really can't speak on it because I'm not educated enough to speak on that part right there. I just know that. Hey, man, they bad. They fumbled the bag. That's what they did.
That's okay. That looks like to me, too. They fumbled it. Bye.
All right, Eddie, a team that is close to your heart. And speaking of fumbling, what is going on with the Boston Celtics? They've lost 5 out of 6. And
I'll tell you what's wrong.
Season,
guys
still.
Going to birthday parties during the season. That's
So yeah, Jason Tatum went to his son's birthday party.
What 5 year old's having a birthday party on a Wednesday night? I don't. What?
Well, the first let's
go ahead,
Eddie. Get into that in shop.
No, I do. Go ahead.
But Eddie, what is going on with them? I don't want to panic because obviously it's a long season, but still, they've had a bad turn here.
No, they haven't had a great December. That's first and foremost. It needs to be acknowledged. I think what happened is sometimes when it gets good, right, and it happened to me, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you're shooting, you know, in practice, and you just start making them, then it start getting good to you. Now you ain't holding your follow through. You just throwing it up there quick because it's starting to get good, right?
Right.
And I think that's what happened. They got bored with success. And when you do that, that's kind of almost playing with the game. And that's a dangerous thing to do because before you know it, it's only a handful of people ever. I'm talking about people, not teams, people that have ever been able to turn that switch on, that has that switch on and off, that's able to, I'm going to turn the switch on right now. Y'all going to be in trouble. It's only a handful of guys that ever played the game. And I think that they've been messing with the game in that regard as far as they haven't been coming out respecting their opponents, number one. When you look at how they come with their energy and their effort, knowing that they're going to get the best of every single opponent. Then they got away from just playing the way that they've played all season long until this stretch where they moved the ball. You look at assists. Like last night, the second half, they looked like how they played all season long before that little funk stretch that they've been in, right? They had 18 assists in the second half, 69 points. Well, in the first half, they only had 8 assists. They're not sharing the basketball in spurts. And they just got to get back to that. And all year long, the main thing that's been kind of, raising eyebrows for me is and had some worry was just their defense. Their defense haven't been as good as it was. Even though they are top 10 in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency,
right.
They're still top 10 in both of those. But they're just not the same defensive team that they were last
right.
year. And was that because Rob Williams wasn't there? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is that's something that always bothered me. But to answer your question, I just feel like they've kind of got bored with success. They started feeling like, yeah, the three-point shot is what we are and what we do. And none of those guys are Steph Curry. None of those guys are Klay Thompson as far as shooting the basketball. They got to get back to sharing it. Moving it, getting paint touches, and then making easier shots. Pass up a good shot to get a great shot because that's when they were as successful as they were early on in the season.
Speaking of the Warriors, I get it. Steph is out. Last night, Klay didn't play. Who else was out, Chris?
Wiggins,
right. But that performance and what they've done all year when they have even been healthy – on the road, what are they? Are they 3-15 or whatever it is? 3-15 on the road. Eddie, what is that about? And last night was just ridiculous. They gave up 91 points in the first half.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's unexcusable. You can't give up 91 points in the first half. Sometimes you don't even want to give up 91 points in the whole game, let alone the first half.
Right.
But I think it's indicative to all of the noise that we've all seen. That we've been privy to witness what happened at that practice. I think it was a line drawn in the sand that it's these guys and now these guys over here. It's like old versus new. And do we all really mess with each other? Because on the road, usually, that's when you go hang out and you kick it together. You go eat together. You do things together because you don't have your family to go home to. You just got a hotel room to end up in. And if you are not a team that is together, then it's a division. And I think that's what we see. I think we see a divided team. That's why this is one of the most, I think, when you look at what Steve Kerr is going to be his greatest coaching job and greatest challenge as a coach, is to figure a way to bring these guys together. Because no matter what anybody says, what happened that day, and what put out, because if it didn't get put out, it kind of could have got suppressed. But then it got put out, and then nothing was done about it.
Right.
But then from that point, right. I think it caused a division within that team. And so up to Steve Kerr and the other veterans there. And I don't think it's Draymond Green, because I don't think nobody can lean on Draymond Green to be the guy that brings them together now, because he is the culprit of this. I think it's the other guys who are going to have to bring them together. And this is definitely going to be one of the toughest challenges for Steve Kerr and the Warriors. Would I count them out? No, not when they're healthy. I won't count them out. But at the same time, it's an uphill battle for them.
Last thing, we got about a minute. The Lakers, where do they go from here? I mean, what do you do? I mean, Anthony Davis, we always knew that there was always a chance that, you know, he could be hurt, and he was playing great. There was even calls for maybe trading them at that point or looking into it. But what do you do if you're the Lakers? Do you try to make a trade? Do you give up those two first-round picks to add, or you just ride this out?
You give up two first-round picks to add. I mean, what are you going to add to what, right? And this is no disrespect to no individual players, but collectively as a team, because two things could be true, right? They don't have the nail to compete for a championship, and at the end of the day, you look at their record, and you're like, they're not that good. You know, they're not that good. And so I think that, and I said this, and you guys, I need y'all to pull that up so I can have record of this, because I know I said it. Anthony Davis is a guy that you know how to get off of. And you had, why he was hot, why, you know, strike while the iron is hot. That's what they say, right?
You might have got a huge haul for him.
The way he was playing.
A month ago, right?
Right. You could have got a lot, but you were thinking like, oh, maybe he's not. No, but it's something. And it's nothing against him. It's just it seems like this is what it is with him. He continuously gets hurt season in and season out. And so can you depend on him? No. So if you can't depend on him, I think it's time to move off. You got the championship, and that's good. That's all you was looking for when you traded for him. You got that, and then you try to do something to look to your future, because if not right now, it looks like they basically mortgaged their future. And Where they go from here is the question. Where do they go from here? And it doesn't look like they have any promising young players that are coming up that could, you know, fill the void of, you know, when LeBron finally rides off into sunset and retires.
All right, that's our man Eddie House, the NBA sharpshooter.
Merry Christmas.
Champion. Yes, Merry Christmas, brother, to you and your family.
Yes, we'll talk soon.
All right, a lot of quarterback questions or just talk in general, Rob. With this Thursday night game, Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence versus the Jets and Zach Wilson. But Mike White's name is hovering around, too. We'll get to that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off.
We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. What's today, TV Theme Song Thursday? Is that what it is? Okay, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me. That's right, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, hold for some breaking news real quick. Shekel City, Chris, I was 2-1 last night. I got the Jaguars plus 2.5 in Jersey tonight against the Jets. I got that's my best bet. Pelicans minus 8.5, they're hosting the Spurs. And the Jazz minus 6.5, they are hosting the Wizards. There you go. Jaguars, Pelicans, and the Jazz. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Go ahead, Chris. What we got?
All right, we got breaking news.
Amazon Prime News.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
According to multiple reports and according to the MLB website press release, Trevor Bauer has been reinstated in Major League Baseball. An MLB arbitrator has made their decision, reducing his suspension from 324 games to 194. He's already served 144 games in 2022, and his pay will be docked for the first 50 games in 2023. Where it gets interesting, though, now is the Dodgers have until the first weekend of January to decide whether or not they will keep him on their roster for the 2023 season. They can either keep him or they can release him and pay out the remaining $22 million of his 2023 salary.
Your thoughts, Rob?
Take ketchup, pour it on. I do not believe he'll wear a Dodger uniform again. He'll pitch for somebody, Chris, but I do not believe, even with the Dodgers needing pitching, I just can't see him being welcomed back then. He needs a new home, a new place. 194 games. And, you know, the two-year suspension was harsh. You know, that's a big suspension considering, Chris, that there were no formal charges against him. But again, right, it's not a court of law for people who don't get that. When you sign a CBA and sign to be a part of a league, they have the right to discipline you the way that they seem fit. But there's a process for arbitration. So 194 is a lot, and there's $22 million. I think the Dodgers will eat it, Chris.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, because they clearly had no stomach for what he did, right? From the front office.
To the players.
It seems like ownership. Yeah, down to the players. I mean, look, it was what was going on was crazy. It, from a lot of the reports, though, it did seem consensual, as mad, as nuts as it was. And it was, I don't know if it was two consenting adults. Even so, he's paid his punishment, right? I mean, he's lost money, he's lost time.
Lost a lot of money, yeah.
Yeah, and so you know, it'll be interesting, Rob, to see what team picks him up. You know, because
you got
a gut feeling.
What do you think? What do you think? I'm just trying to think. Like, is it any of the blue bloods, Chris, in baseball? You know what I mean? Dodgers, Yankees.
My gut would be
Giants.
No,
yeah,
but you know what I mean. Like, he goes play somewhere where he's almost in anonymity. You know what I
Pittsburgh.
Mean?
Pittsburgh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. You never hear about him again, right? But I don't know. It'll be interesting. And then, Rob, like, once he starts pitching, what's it like? How's he treated? How
is he booed everywhere? Right.
And is he able? I don't think he'll be booed everywhere. I think people may be bothered, obviously, by what he did. I don't think they're going to. I think it's just one of those situations where I think people just might be like, ugh.
And you know what?
You know,
I forgot.
That type of thing.
I forgot where he's from, Chris, which is the part. Because I was thinking maybe you go play in your hometown, you know what I mean, to soften the blow. But you know where he's from?
Where?
North Hollywood, California, L.A. So he was home. That was him coming home. So,
right. Oh, wow. Nah, it'll be interesting. But and again, Rob, to see, is he able to rehabilitate his image? We've seen guys who, you know, who had a downfall, who were able to come back and do that. So it's going to be interesting. But I agree with you. I don't see him playing with the Dodgers again. A couple 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!